I mean, we arrived here start of the weekend, and the weather was good, which was different to the test, because the test was real cold and we didn't get an awful lot of running time, so I was a little concerned about that. So the test went well. We had a few bits and bobs of setup issues that, you know, Mima was not too happy with the car to get it right for qualifying, but we overcome there and figured the car out, which made it good. For me it was really easy, because when Mima says the car's good, it's good, you know, I've just got to get in and try my best. So that was good. We did qualify in, but, you know, we weren't too worried about the position that we were in, because we knew we had a good car for the race that was. And then the start of the race, you know, when it was wet there, we did an awesome job to come from 11th to 1st. That was real cool to see. For me, it was unbelievably exciting. And then Matt, I was due to get in the car at about 9:30 for my first race lap of Daytona, which I was really excited about. A bit cautious, because it was in the dark, first race lap. But then we had gearbox issues, which sort of delayed that. A few hours we lost with the gearbox problems. So I got in the car about 12 midnight and did a double sin, but that was real good. It was less daunting than what I thought it would be, from doing a test in the dark to actually racing in the dark. You know, when you're concentrating and focused on what you're doing, it made a lot more sense. So I really thoroughly enjoyed that. And then my next stint was 7 a.m. So I got the first daylight session, and that was awesome. I loved that. You know, that was a really, really good session. We had a couple of things, but the session was great, and I did some real good times, which I was really, really pleased with. And then I've just done the final session. Kevin was good enough to let me do the final one, which was just awesome. I mean, the feel and the drive around there, and then come across the line. I didn't believe we'd pass the line, you know. I was shouting on the radio, have we done it, have we done it? So to bring the car home, I mean, to finish for the team after the disappointment of the gearbox troubles, you know, to finish on track was superb. And for me to be behind the wheel was even better for me, you know, that was awesome. Yeah.